Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for being here. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We got a lot to get into. We've been hanging out for 3 hours. We got one more hour. We've been through a lot. We've had some great guests come through, talk about the NFL. Okay, thank you oh so much. Earlier in the show, Lindsey Rhodes joining us from Sumer Sports to talk all things NFL. Thank you last hour, John McMullen, for joining us, Eagles insider, to figure out what the hell is going on with these Eagles. They've lost two games this week. Damn it, they lost to the Giants last night. You know, we even got a whole slate of games on Sunday. A few minutes ago, we talked about some of the games that we have tomorrow. We got Oklahoma, Texas, Indiana at Oregon, Florida, Texas A&M, Ohio State at Illinois. Yeah, we got some football tomorrow. Man, we got some baseball going on right now. It is game five. Do or die. The Seattle Mariners currently lead the Tigers in Seattle 1-0. Okay, it's the third inning. Tarik Skubal, the only run that he's given up was a pop fly. And he actually just struck somebody out. I saw it here at the corner of my eye in the studio. Skubal not playing any games. He's doing what he does. He has struck out 7 guys in 3 innings as they move now onto the top of the 4th. Whoever wins this game moves on to take on the Toronto Blue Jays. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, be smart. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Phone number here, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I am on the internet. I am on X. I am on Facebook. I am on Instagram. I am at JR Sport Brief. Don't pick up your phone if you're driving. That's dangerous. Speaking of dangerous, we're going to talk about Paul Pierce. This man was suspected of a DUI, falling asleep in his vehicle. It's always something with Paul Pierce. It's the same guy that got fired from ESPN hanging out with them strippers and gambling on a live stream. What a way to lose your job. And then one of Jokic's brothers. You thought that the Jokic brothers weren't about that action? We have one of the Jokic brothers. He got in a little bit of trouble for punching a fan. What the hell are you telling one of the Jokic brothers? What are you telling them? Botcher, why do they look like you know, you play the video games, and maybe you don't. I don't know. But here's another dumb question. Botcher, have you ever played like a side-scrolling video game from a long time ago?
Yes, I have. I was a big fan of, when I was a kid, the new Super Mario Bros. Was big, but I've played the originals, and then there was the one in the jungle from like the 90s, I think.
You telling me about Super Mario in the Jungle?
No. I played the Mario side scroller, but there was also a game from the 90s where it's like a soldier in the jungle.
Okay. Pitfall?
Condo? Commando? One of the two?
It could be a million. My point is, there comes a point in time where you play a video game a long time ago, and all the bad guys are generic. You know what I'm saying? If you scroll long enough, you just get a variation of the same dude. Maybe he's just a different color. He has a different hairstyle. It's an easy way to program. The Jokic brothers, they look like bad guys out of a video game, don't they?
Oh, they look like henchmen.
Yes, exactly. Like, yeah. Didn't one of them have a mohawk? And they look like the guy that you have to beat up before you beat up the final boss. They look like the guy standing outside of Lex Luthor's, his office. I'm just like, what are we doing here? And so to think that a guy got punched by one of Nikola Jokic's brothers. Bacha, is somebody going to ask Nikola Jokic about that?
Definitely not. Because then you start asking too many questions, they'll start knocking on your door.
Oh, well, you don't. So what's worse, Nikola Jokic's response to you or the Jokic brothers coming after you?
100% the response from the brothers. Jokic should probably make a joke about it and then be dead serious beneath the laughter. The brothers would be angry.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, we already got one angry brother. But you know what? We'll get into that in a little while. Paul Pierce and his new troubles. Jokic's brother punching people. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll kind of tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's been October 10th all damn day. So we got so much to get into. I told you Seattle is currently leading Detroit 1-0. The winner of this game advances to the American League Championship Series to take on the Blue Jays. We saw what the Blue Jays did to the Yankees. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Let me get you up to date on a few things in the NFL this weekend. First of all, Lamar Jackson out of action again. There will be no Lamar Jackson this week. He is still, unfortunately, dealing with that hamstring. And if you're Lamar Jackson and your claim to fame is running around like a crazy person, well, he's also a great quarterback. He's developed into that, but he runs unlike any other quarterback that we've seen. He won't be out there. Okay, get ready. The Rams, Cooper Rush. It's the game, the matchup that everybody can't wait to see. I wonder how many interceptions Cooper Rush is going to go out there and throw. Somebody who doesn't want to talk about Lamar Jackson and his injury, John Harbaugh. He's sick of it. Listen to this.
Right. Yeah. Same with all the guys that are dealing with the different injuries. I think it'll be indicative as the week goes along, you know, what their status will be going forward.
Yeah, he's like, I don't even want to say Lamar Jackson's name. So you can expect the Rams to go out there and beat the living hell out of the Ravens in Baltimore. Shout outs to all our listeners in Baltimore. I know how much you guys can't stand Coach John Harbaugh. Who else is hurt? Well, how about this one? I told you this is going to be a good game on Sunday. The San Francisco 49ers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This game might as well be the walking wounded, the battle of the wounded. We got Brock Purdy, who's out again. We got Mac Jones, who replaced him, who's been playing well outside of Mac Jones being available. He's hurt, but he's probably going to be the guy who has to go out there and play. And then everybody on Tampa Bay is hurt. Okay, Irving is hurt, and Mike Evans is hurt. Godwin is still hurting. Todd Bowles, Mr. Enthusiasm himself, he went through a list of all his busted up players. Listen to this.
Collum and Godwin are out. Morrison's out. Mike's out. Josh Williams is out. Sure, I'm missing a guy here or there. Bucky's out.
Yeah, he's just like, the whole damn team is gone. What you want from me? And meanwhile, you got Baker Mayfield, who's thrown 10 touchdowns to one interception. Okay, instead of actually watching this as a football game, and it should be fun, why can't we just take Christian McCaffrey, who is healthy for now until they run that guy into the ground? Why don't we take him and Baker Mayfield and put them in the octagon and let them beat the hell out of each other? Bacha, would you watch that?
I feel like McCaffrey at his age and his injury history, it would be kind of Baker sweep. He's got size too, doesn't he?
You just kick him in the calf one time and McCaffrey's over, right?
Yeah, the tendonitis is not doing him well.
Yeah, I'm like, how long is Christian McCaffrey going to last this season? knowing that Pearsall and Juwan Jennings, all these guys have just been busted up, okay? I mean, even the quarterback busted up. Kyle Shanahan was asked about Mac Jones. He was on KNBR radio in the Bay. He was asked if he'll be good enough to play. This is what he said.
Yeah, he wasn't able today, so he just focused on handoffs and stuff like that. So really trying to rest it up. Should be good to go on Sunday, but definitely wasn't good enough to go today. So hopefully that'll continue to improve.
This is called a shot. They're going to give him a shot or two or three. They're going to wrap his leg up in bubble wrap, and they're going to say, hey, Brock Purdy can't play. You go do it. It's really that simple. And so this is going to be an interesting game. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay to win at home. Somehow, some way, despite all the injuries to now the running back, the wide receivers, Tampa Bay comes out on top. And Baker Mayfield has taken his gameplay to another level. And I guess everybody in Cleveland just has to go, and we got rid of him so we can get a pervert? Okay, whatever. Speaking of the perverts, team, Shedeur Sanders is going to be quarterback number two. It's official. Okay, it took Kevin Stefanski all week to proclaim it, but Shedeur is going to be number two. So if Dylan Gabriel sucks against Pittsburgh, if Dylan Gabriel goes down, the next QB you see will not be Bailey Zappe. It will be Shedeur Sanders. Hey, Kevin Stefanski finally announced it, and then he also gave us a reason as to why.
Decided yet if Shedeur is ready to be your number two quarterback for this game?
Yeah, Shedeur will be the backup.
You're thinking.
Yeah, like I told you guys on Wednesday, I'm always thinking about our players and what's best for our players. And I want to make sure when it comes to young football players, particularly at the quarterback position, that you are intentional about your decision making. And that's really all it is. So excited for all of our guys.
Oh, my God. Batra, if Shedeur actually plays eventually and he's good, how long is Kevin Stefanski just going to act like an ass about the guy?
Until he's gone. Even still, I think at this point, Stefanski has been anti-Shedeur for the last 5 months now. So I think he needs to really keep up the act if he wants to keep true to himself.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right. It's like, this is his indoctrination into the NFL. He was beat up into the league. I mean, we heard some of the reasons, and I think there's a lot of elements of him that have come across as immature. I mean, he was, what, just cited twice for driving 90 and 100 plus miles per hour? Twice in a short time span after arriving in Cleveland. We saw the press conference from last week where, okay, he's the third string quarterback. We get it. He's one of the most famous, if not the most famous guy in the draft. No disrespect to Cam Ward. And then we get a situation where he's playing games about, he's miming answers to the media instead of speaking. He's being himself. God bless him. But nobody wants that. And I just think there's a combination of things where he's just, I mean, we can maybe now see why he fell in the draft. You know, teams didn't trust him. And then you factor in his dad, you know, liable to say whatever he wants whenever he wants to. I mean, it's a distraction that no team wants. I want to see Shedeur start, but Kevin Stefanski, even though he's been drafted, he doesn't even want to say the guy's name. It's like he'll say Shador's name, and then he'll say, well, the team and all of our guys and all of our young guys. It's like deflection, deflection. If I'm Shedeur Sanders, I go to sleep at night going, damn, what did I do to this guy? Like, what did I do? And so Shedeur, to his credit, outside of that stupidity where he wanted to mime answers to the press when asked about Joe Flacco being traded and moving on in the depth chart, Shedeur actually did answer some questions. Earlier this week, he said, look, whether I'm quarterback 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, I'm going to do what the team needs me to do.
I'm overly confident within myself. So I know when I first got here, you know, I'm ready to play, but you know, it's up to the coaches and, you know, whatever decision, you know, they make, then I'm fine with.
Okay. All right. We'll see. He's fine with it. I want to see when he plays. Is it going to come down to injury? Is Dylan Gabriel going to stink? Kevin Stefanski, imagine it. And it might happen in the middle of a game. Kevin Stefanski will be there on the sidelines. I could see it now. He'll have a screw face. He'll be upset. He'll be mad. And he'll just kind of look over and go, yeah, go in there. And he won't even be positive about the guy. He's so down on him. Hopefully Dylan Gabriel doesn't get hurt, but he ain't the biggest guy in the world, so we'll see what happens there. Speaking of being hurt, completely different and also kind of tying into Cleveland, LeBron James hurt? We heard a couple weeks ago that he had a nerve issue in his backside, and I'm just like, what? He got a pinched nerve in his butt? How did this happen? But now we got details. LeBron James, who's going to be 41 in December, is dealing with sciatica. Yeah, anybody who's had that, you're sitting down, you're exercising, you pull something, man, this thing will move from your back to your ass to your leg. You can feel it all the way down. It's like, can I just rip the nerve out of my body? And apparently, old man LeBron is probably going to miss the start of the season against the Warriors on October 21st. And Shams was on ESPN, and he said that LeBron's issue has been going on for a while now. Listen.
Malika, my understanding is this injury for LeBron, this nerve issue, first occurred in late July, early August during an on-court workout. So it's now 2.5 months and counting that he's had to deal with it and manage it. So even before the Lakers media day on September 29th and the start of training camp, I'm told LeBron James had not done much basketball for well over a month prior to that. So it hasn't been a normal routine summer for him. He's a creature of habit. We know that the way he maintains his body. So for him to be out to start the season and miss his first ever opening night, it shows an admission by him and the Lakers that he needs more time to ramp up, get into basketball shape, get into the right basketball conditioning that he is accustomed to. He's not there yet.
It's nuts, right? You think about, he got access to everything. If LeBron James wanted the best massage therapist in the world, he can get it. This thing has been bothering him for months now. I don't know who's stretching him out. I don't know what he's tried. I don't know what he's doing. Botcher, all LeBron needs to get rid of that sciatica. He needs a good, swift kick to the ass and to the leg. He'll be fine. It'll go away.
Ugh, I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
I think kick him in the ass and, you know, he'll get hurt somewhere else. I feel like with LeBron, he's hurt every 3 seconds now. His back, his left ankle, his right ankle, his hamstring, his groin. It's just at the point now in his career and in his life, he's going to get these injuries. And, I don't want to push him.
He's old. How many games for LeBron this year? 60? 55?
I would say 55. 50-ish.
Ooh.
They're going to rest him. It's just as long as they're on pace to make the playoffs and Luka can carry a team, I think they'll be fine with resting him.
Can LeBron sit out 50-ish games? Can he sit out 30-ish games and the Lakers still end up in the top four?
Top four, no.
Okay.
I feel like the Lakers, their goal at this point is to just get in. So they have to be top 10. That's not the hardest.
What a season this is going to be, right? For the Lakers? I don't know what the hell is going to go on. You got to go through the whole season. Is LeBron healthy? Is he old? Can he still compete at the same level? I mean, damn it, is he a 25-7-7 player again? Is he now going to fall to 25-5? Even that is not bad. That would probably still put him in as an all-star. Is he going to play enough games? Well, I guess it doesn't matter. He's going to be an all-star unless he just doesn't play at all. But the whole LeBron thing, and is he going to play? What's going on with the Lakers? And he's entering into the final year of his contract. And I don't think this is going to be his last year because I think he's going to announce a farewell tour. So there's going to be a lot of questions with the Lakers. And the fact that LeBron, to start the season, of all things, he's dealing with something a lot of people are familiar with, sciatica? Okay. I didn't have that one there, but he is about to be a 41 years old. He's old. He is playing out here basketball. God, been playing basketball his whole damn life. He's 41. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, Botcher, as I mentioned, Kevin Stefanski, he looks just as miserable as he sounds.
Yeah, he's getting very, very old.
Now, I'm not saying, watch your mouth there, okay? I didn't say anything about being old. I said he looks miserable and angry. Why are you equating misery, miserable and angry with old?
Because you get gray when you're stressed,
oh,
right?
Boy. And that you get gray as you get older. What's your problem with gray? I'm gray.
But stress also is a factor in your hair turning gray. So when you look at like Stefanski and you look at Shanahan and how they've been stressed the last couple of years, you can see they're going silver on the side.
Oh, so what am I? Am I stressed too?
I don't know. How gray are you? Are you like full gray?
Full gray. No, I'm not full gray.
So you're not that stressed then?
Not that stressed. But I can't. Can I just be alive and naturally go through the aging process, or I got to die to be young?
No, you can go through the aging process.
Okay. Well, thanks, Botch. What are you just going to... You just gonna never have gray hair? You're gonna be young forever?
Just for men.
Okay. You got some already?
No, not at all. I'm balding. I'll bald before I go gray.
You think you're bald before you go gray? Okay. You, by the way, you know Travis Kelce, he is he has one of these anti-gray just for men type things. Did you know that?
I think I saw that. I think there was a bunch of athletes who had like a certain picture on the box.
Yeah, entertainers. Yeah, and he's one of them. Yeah. You get yourself a Travis Kelce box, okay?
Yeah, I'll dye my hair soon.
All right. Yeah, be on it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, speaking of aging, man, we got some news when we woke up this morning. Sister Jean from Loyola, remember her from like, I don't know, 6-7 years ago? Popping up, March Madness. Well, she passed away. I'm going to tell you how old she was on the other side of the break. She's probably one of the more memorable things ever in the NCAA tournament, and that's saying a lot. We'll talk about Sister Jean on the other side of the break. And then, speaking of aging, this guy may need to age backwards just so he can learn a lesson. We'll talk about the latest issue with Paul Pierce. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. In Seattle, Washington, right now the Mariners lead the Tigers 1-0. They're in the top of the fifth inning. Yeah, the winner, well, they move on to take on the Toronto Blue Jays in the American League Championship Series. Okay, we got Schoolbull and Kirby still going at it. Great pitchers duel. Let's see how long these guys can go out there and stay in the game. 888-710-4ISN. You know, we just talked about a lot. Gave you a rundown of the injuries in the NFL. Talked about this injury to LeBron James. He's dealing with sciatica. Actually, something that a lot of people can relate to. Talk this baseball. Talk some college football. Speaking of college, not good news earlier today, but not surprising, especially given her age. Sister Jean, you might remember her. Loyola University, going on that March Madness Final Four run in 2018. She passed away at the age of 106. It was only, what, last week, 2 weeks ago, that we learned that she was going to be retiring as chaplain. She wasn't going to be, you know, a part of the school anymore. So not a surprise that she has passed away. I mean, she was 106 years old. Good Morning America actually did a piece on Sister Jean earlier today. There's also a part of in there of her speaking at the point in time. Let's take a listen. How crazy is it she became famous at 98 years old? For basketball, listen to this.
A sad passing to note. Overnight, we learned that the woman simply known as Sister Jean died.
Yeah, she gained worldwide attention as the chaplain of the Loyola Chicago men's basketball team during the 2018 March Madness Final Four run. Sister Jean remembered did countless interviews during the tournament, including one on our Good Morning America.
I'm curious what you say to the team. We see them leaning over to you and kissing you and hugging you at the end of the game, but what do you say to them before they head out?
I say a prayer, but sometimes there's a little more than talking to God in the prayer. But I do begin with, good and gracious God, I pray for the other team, perhaps not as hard. That's how people tell me.
How could you not love her? I remember this run well. Sister Jean even had a bobblehead in her likeness during the tournament. The school releasing a tribute video to Sister Jean after announcing her passing. Health issues forced her to step down from her role at Loyola Chicago in August. Sister Jean died at age 106.
What a life.
I mean, you lived a 106 years old. You famous at 98? Like, that is a hell of a life, man. Wow. Bacha, who becomes famous at 98?
Sister Jean. People who are trying to vow to be the oldest person in the world. Wow. Other than that, nobody.
She was born in 1919. Okay? She was born in 1919.
Ooh, that's pre-Great Depression.
Right before that. I mean, Babe Ruth was still alive at that point in time, okay? It was great. You know, I can't pick out, I don't want to, here I go, I don't want to get in trouble. There aren't a lot of supporters in college sports that stand out anymore. Do you even like the mascots? Do you see a lot of mascots at the games? I feel like they got rid of a lot of them.
I know the BYU has the cougar, the Syracuse orange,
the orange.
I forgot his name.
He has a name. He's not the orange man.
I don't know. I remember. I forgot. There's the Michigan State, the Blue Devil. Yeah, the Tar Heel is the Ram.
There's a couple of teams that got that. Pirate, right? Is it ECU? They got that pirate?
Yeah. ECU is the pirate. Seton Hall is a pirate.
Yeah.
St. John's has the red bird.
Sanford has that stupid red, what is it, a redwood tree?
Yeah, tree. Yeah, there's definitely mascots, but are they cool? It's just a different college kid every 4 years.
Yeah, it's just for a school like Loyola, ain't nobody expecting them to do anything, let alone go to a Final Four. to have their I don't want to call, is it appropriate to call sister, she's a supporter, right? To have a supporter be the chaplain of the school, who's 98 years old, that was just cool. Like, to see the students show her love, and she's giving him high fives on the way off the court. I mean, for a ripped-up, nasty world that we live in, that was actually something nice to see. And so, yeah, living to 106 years old, I mean, that's one hell of a life lived. So, you know, all the best to Sister Jean's family and then everybody at Loyola. I'm sure that you miss her. It's nice to give a positive story in the world. There was so much negativity going on. Speaking of negativity, what a transition this is. Paul Pierce got in trouble last night. You want to know why? Suspected DUI in Los Angeles in the middle of 101. This is from ABC 7 News.
Some breaking news. Former NBA star Paul Pierce arrested for DUI overnight on the 101 in the Valley. The CHP says officers found him asleep behind the wheel around 11:30 last night. Lanes were closed for a separate crash near Lancashire, and officers found Pierce's Range Rover stopped. They say that he showed signs of alcohol impairment and was arrested. Pierce retired from the NBA in 2017 and played for several teams, but was most known for his time with the Celtics.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. Marco Belletti, Paul Pierce, he just said he fell asleep. He was tired, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, usually that happens. Yeah.
He was sitting in so much traffic, he was just tired. That doesn't, no, it doesn't work.
Sure. Not if you've been drinking, though. Doesn't really work out there.
He said, I don't know if I believe him. He just says he was tired. That's what it is. This is the same, oh my goodness, what a guy. See, this is a bad idea. I said, let me open up Paul Pierce's social media.
Oh.
And the first video that pops up, men have a lot of pressure to perform in the bedroom. Okay. All right. This is what he's doing in his spare time. Look. But this is the guy who got fired from ESPN for having the strippers and the gambling on a live stream and the smoking, so. I don't know.
No, and then gave you the Costanza. What, is that wrong? Should I not have done that? Like, he had no remorse of any kind. He was just kind of like, what's the big deal? Well, I'm an adult. I can do whatever the hell I want. No.
Working for Disney, I heard it can be tough, huh? Right.
I mean, come on now. And we go back to the DUI. Like, what year, at what point, are we ever going to get to where we all come to the agreement? We all come to grips.
Right.
You can drink, man. It's okay.
Don't drive.
You just can't drive. And there's a billion ways you can get home now. Just don't drive.
You mean to tell me Paul Pierce can't afford an Uber?
That's what I'm saying. Like, and it's not even like you got to stand out there with, like, I don't want to stand there for a taxi. You know, it's raining or whatever. You can do it with your phone. You don't have to talk to anybody. You don't have to do anything. They come right to you. It's almost like a limo service. Sure, it's some guy in his Corolla. But what's the difference? What's the difference? Get your ass home. Come on now.
This, and we know it's Friday. There's a lot of people out here drinking, and hey, please be safe. This is his exact explanation on Instagram. Imagine being stuck in standstill traffic for 45 minutes and falling asleep. I took this picture that night because I'd never been in standstill traffic for this long. I'm old, I'm tired, and I fell asleep. I'm good, y'all. Thanks for the love. So he's basically saying, he wasn't drinking. He's just sitting in traffic and fell asleep.
I'm sure that the breathalyzer that he refused to take, I would imagine, probably says the same thing, no?
Oh, okay. Maybe he was too sleepy to blow. I don't know. Possible. Botcher, come on, chime in.
Yeah, but...
I mean, you know what? You know?
What?
Come on, man.
I don't know. I don't...
Hey, you know, you got tired.
He got tired. He got tired. Anyway, moving on from Paul Pierce, it's time for an MLS game preview sponsored by Lowe's. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new reliable and powerful Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Shop in store or online today. How about this? Here in Atlanta, Georgia, right down the block from me, Atlanta United is going to host Inter Miami. It goes down tomorrow night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And Messi is going to be here with Luis Suarez. It's amazing. They're actually going to play on the turf. I can't wait to see them. I expect our team, the Atlanta United, to get smashed by Messi and Luis Suarez. Maybe Luis Suarez doesn't bite anybody. He's been known to bite and spit at the opposition. Maybe he can learn a thing or two about being a decent human being as well. Don't drink and drive. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to tell you else something that you shouldn't do. Punch people like Jokic's brothers. One of Jokic's brothers punched a guy, and now he's paying for it. Oh, yeah, he punched him at an NBA game. What a world we live in. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. If you want to call up before we roll out, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. Right now, Infinity Sports Network, it's a news flash with Marco Belletti.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, we got some tingles in Seattle. Detroit just hit a 2-run home run. Carpenter scores with a home run. Baez is on base. And the Detroit Tigers now lead the Seattle Mariners 2-1 in the top of the sixth inning. The way that school bull is going, you never know how this is going to go at this point in time. It's five innings. He's thrown 85 pitches. He has struck out 11. And so he's definitely not going to, well, Botcher, what does he get? One more inning out of him, probably?
He's got another 40 pitches in him, I think.
40?
Yeah. I think he'll push it just to get to the next round.
So what do you think they're going to try to, they're going to force him into seven innings, maybe? Maybe, possibly?
Well, it depends how quick the next inning goes. If he gives up runners, you might pull him for the seventh, but you gotta ride the hot hand.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you do. Yeah, you don't want to ride the guy into the ground, but he's up to 85 pitches right now. So if he gets lucky, get a couple fast line outs, pop ups, and kind of go from there. So we'll keep you up to date. Detroit now leads Seattle 2-1 after a 2-run Carpenter home run, and so Seattle is trying to figure out how we can, you know, get Scooble out of the game, how we can get some runs up on the board. It hasn't been easy up until now. And then Kirby, God bless him. Okay? He didn't give up the bomb here. Responsible for one run. Five innings, six strikeouts. Spire came through and gave up the bomb. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got so much to do before we roll out of here. You know what? It is the end of the show, so let's do what we typically do. Roll into a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
October 10th is the day. 2025 is the year. But if we go back to 1987... Wait, what the hell? This guy did what now? Tom McClain, he rode across the Atlantic Ocean. Not rode as in like in a car, like rode a boat. He rode across the Atlantic Ocean. It took him 54 days and 18 hours. Whoa. My guy must have had arms like Popeye. Listen to this documentary from DocuBay.
Tom McClain is one of the UK's greatest adventurers. He crossed the Atlantic five times. The first time in a rowboat, once in a vessel shaped like a beer bottle. For his latest trip, he sailed from Newfoundland to Portugal in the smallest sailboat ever to cross the Atlantic.
Man, I ain't rowing nowhere, okay? Let alone across the Atlantic Ocean. No thanks. October 10, 2004, I'm familiar with this. The New England Patriots, they won their 19th consecutive game. It was an NFL record, including the playoffs. And who did they beat? Of course, they beat the Miami Dolphins 24-10. Listen to this, courtesy of CBS.
Club 19 on top of Belichick. They were opportunistic. They used the short field, fumble recoveries, and interceptions to lead to the 24-10 victory. Congratulations, Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots, and their fans. An incredible run, but as Belichick will be the first to say, and I'm sure he will, just another win. We've got a lot more to be accomplished to get to our goal, and that's to defend our Super Bowl title.
Man, Bill Belichick is beat up so much today. This week, I'm just going to leave him alone. Apparently, he's still the head coach of North Carolina football. He says he's committed. The school says they're committed to him for now. Eventually, they'll part ways. Let's see how long it takes. October 10th, 2011. David Stern, he was still the commissioner of the NBA. He canceled the first 2 weeks of the season after the owners and players could not reach a new labor deal. And so we had a lockout. Okay, we had games November 1st through November 14th. They were all wiped the hell out. This is what David Stern at the time had to say about the lockout.
We made the proposal because we hope it will be accepted by Wednesday. I'm not going to make, percentage guesses or anything like that. We'd like to, we want our players to play. We'd like to have a season. And these are the terms upon which we're prepared to gear up and get in as many games as possible.
Yeah, in 2011, the NBA only played 66 games. The season, if you recall, that year it started on Christmas. This is when the NBA players were doing all these, Drew League type games. And LeBron is like, I can go play football. It was just a crazy time. But the season started on Christmas in 2011. October 10th, also 2011. Nelson Cruz. Yeah, he was old then, playing for the Texas Rangers. He hit the first ever postseason walk-off grand slam to give the Rangers a 7-3 win over the Detroit Tigers. The win gave the Rangers a 2-0 lead in the American League Championship Series. Let's listen to a walk-off grand slam in the postseason.
My hand's good. I cannot describe it. Now, the fans get me excited. You know, we battle the whole game. They both been doing a really good job. My team has never give up. And I was too aggressive at my first two pitches. So after that, I was like, slow down. You'll see the fly ball to the gap, you know. I guess when you try that, it go out.
Yeah, when you try that, it goes out. If I tried that, it wouldn't get past the infield, okay? Ultimately, the Cardinals won that World Series over the Texas Rangers in 2011. October 10th, 2017, the Vegas Golden Knights. Oh, yeah, they were just brand new on the scene. They won their home opener and remain unbeaten 3 games into their inaugural season. A 5-2 victory over the Arizona Coyotes. It stinks, Arizona Coyotes. What a world. They don't even exist anymore. How about that? Marc-Andre Fleury had 31 saves for the Knights. They became the first team in NHL history to begin their debut season with 3 straight wins. Listen to this, courtesy of the NHL.
Final seconds. The Vegas Golden Knights have made NHL history, the first expansion club ever to get to a 3-0 start.
Well, yeah. Well, we know the Knights, they're a hot expansion team. How about that? Good for them. Start off the gates hot. And there you have it, folks. A few things that took place this day in sports history. It's been October 10th all day. And speaking of Las Vegas, this is a good opportunity to tell you about the NASCAR race preview. It's sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Well, this weekend, NASCAR, it's going to be in Las Vegas. Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the Pennzoil 400. Somebody you want to pay attention to? Christopher Bell. He's riding a hot streak right now. He's trying to go for his 4th straight win. That's historic. Look out for Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, Kyle Busch, all of the regulars. This NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Mike is here from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Mike, you got to go fast. What's up?
I'm going to go fast, JR. I'm a White Sox fan, and I'm from Chicago, so I dislike the Cubs. Tell me that they're going to lose tomorrow.
Well, I want to give Milwaukee the benefit of being at home. And then I think at some point we'll see the Miz going out there. It's probably mowing them down.
Yeah, but you know what? We saw what happened. The Cubs, is this like the third time that they were down? I think in the World Series they were down 3-1 to Cleveland, and they won the World Series on the road. And I don't know. I'm worried about it. It's crazy. But, you know, living here in Chicago, man, I know, and I'm going to keep it clean. I'm not talking politics. I just want to say one thing. People, if you're going to go out there and protest, protest peacefully. A lady got her legs ran over today, grabbed onto a...
Well, damn, Mike, what a way to end the show, man. Mike, thank you for calling from Chicago. Mike, damn. We're at the end of the show. We got to go, Mike, okay? Thank you, Mike. Damn, Mike, what are we doing? Bacha, where's the positivity? Let's talk about Sister Jean, right? She's positive out of Chicago. We like her.
Spread love and positivity.
Yeah, spread love and positivity. Yeah, Chicago way. In a Philly way, too. Brotherly love. Except for the Phillies and the Eagles right now. Hey, thank you so much to our guests. Lindsey Rhodes from Sumer Sports. John McMullen from Sports Illustrated. Talking about love. I got love. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. I'm not running over anybody. I'm not going to fall asleep in the middle of traffic. I'm not going to drink and drive. Whatever you do this weekend, be safe, be well. Enjoy all the playoff baseball. Enjoy the college football. Enjoy the NFL football. We'll be back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Ryan Botcher. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Have fun, people. Have a great weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck.
I know. But thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.